Bushun in din away magani dug. Beshigo benesia que indigo, mang in du dame, ga osis qua jimmy cog in dun jaba, ga misqua wako cog ninda, Elaine Fleming nindishin akas. Hello, my relatives. One Thunderbird woman is a name that the universe knows me by. I'm an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Nation. I live in Cass Lake, Minnesota, on the Gamisquawakokag, actually meaning about the land, that place where there were red cedars, and of course through colonization, we don't find those red cedars anymore, but we still find our Ojibwe people in this beautiful land and life that we live, that our ancestors gave to us. Mi gweit mishomisag minawa no komisag. So I've been talking about, this is History of Leech Lake. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. I've been talking about colonization. I've been comparing that to this giant cannibal in our legends called Wendigo. And I've been talking about historical trauma. And historical trauma has to do with the killing of a whole people. So this Leech Lake Nation experienced that, as did all the other indigenous nations of the Turtle Island, this North and South America. And the historical trauma includes three losses, three horrible historical losses, the loss of people, the loss of land, and the loss of culture. And those losses, they leave us with historical loss symptoms such as depression. I think I've been recovering from a sickness, and I felt like a mikinak, a turtle, you know, where I've had to pull in my head and my legs and just protect myself and come to know myself again. One of the old chiefs, he said that when you lose something, you go back and you look for it, and then you will find it. And that's what I'm doing, and that's what our peoples are doing. We're finding ourselves. And so other historical loss symptoms are anger, suicide. Oh, it's terrible, the suicides that happen. The so many deaths happening lately. The dysfunctional parenting, alcohol and drug abuse, unemployment and diabetes are examples of those loss symptoms. But because we're saving ourselves, but because we're working on our own wellness, then we know this good life, Mino Bimadisiwin, that Nanabushu would bring to us, would give to us, would teach us about. So Miigwech Nanabushu. So in 1887, when the Northwest Indian Commission came to convince us on Leech Lake to remove to White Earth Reservation, and by doing that, us removing ourselves to White Earth Reservation, it would open up the Leech Lake Reservation to their settlement. That Northwest Indian Commission in 1887, those commissioners had noted that there were bones sticking out of the ground from flooded cemeteries. It had been agreed to remove the graves to higher ground for reburial, but that became another broken promise. And the reason why the graves had been flooded was because of the dams that had been built on Leech Lake and Lake Winnebogoshish in the 1880s, and they had flooded over 42,000 acres of our land. Wendigo continued to take our people and land, and in 1887, the Dawes Allotment Act was passed. On Leech Lake, we were to be allotted 40 acres of farmland and 40 acres of sugar bush land. Maple sugar was also of great importance for our people as a sweetener, as candy, and as a trade item. My great-great-grandmother Marie and her daughter Isabel knew exactly how many large birch bark baskets full of maple sugar to make to last their family a full year. They would set up their sugar bush camp up on Big Lake north of the mission where they lived. It was the Ojibwe women who collected and made the maple sugar in the past. The land up by Big Lake was sugar bush land, and today this 40 acres is fractionated. There are 26 pages of people who own a fraction of the remaining 15.13 acres. Let me just say that again. There are 26 pages of people who own a fraction of the remaining 15.13 acres. I am one of them. On the 10th page of the Bureau of Indian Affairs title status report for this allotment is my mother, Nimama Iban Dorothy Howard. She held 1/72nd of the 15.32 acres. My mother passed in 2014, and I now hold 1/144th of the 15.32 acres. My family's holdings is one of the largest. That was 1/144th of 15.32 acres, and my family's holdings is one of the largest. But back in 1889, when the Minnesota Rice Commission came to Leech Lake, Cass Lake, Winnebogoshish, and the other pillager reservations established in 1855 during the reservation-making era, Commissioner Rice told us that we would be the richest Indians in the world if we agreed to the Nelson Act of 1889, which would implement the 1887 Dawes Allotment Act. He was wrong. Instead, extreme poverty and loss of land occurred. Jean Gwen, the one I was talking about in this story about the Wendigo, who went away to this beautiful land and up way up in the sky past the moon and the stars, where the Wendigo was killing our people, and there were only children left in an old grandma. Well, Jean Gwen, who had envisioned beating the Wendigo in a race, was around in 1889, although he didn't win at that time. At the negotiations held at Leech Lake Reservation, the Ojibwe people gave their ultimatum to the Wendigo, that commission. They told the commission that they would not discuss selling any more land or allowing the cutting of any more trees or removing to White Earth Reservation until the back matters had been settled. Back matters included the loss of nearly 1 million acres of land in the 1847 treaty, illegal cutting and selling of trees, irregular or non-payment of annuities, and flooding of land. Sturgeon Man from Winnebogoshish Reservation said that we owned the pine, that we would sell it to support ourselves, and that we had hired an attorney and promised him $5,000 of Ojibwe fund monies to right the past issues. The head of the three-man commission, Henry M. Rice, responded and said that the Ojibwe didn't own any land, couldn't sell one tree, and had no control over the reservation. Rice said that the government wouldn't even listen to the attorney, and we couldn't pay the attorney out of our own fund. By then, we were annuity dependent. All we had left to trade was our land, and the land base was becoming smaller and smaller. Commissioner Rice said that if the Ojibwe wouldn't discuss allotment, the commission would leave. The Ojibwe agreed to the Dawes Allotment and Nelson Acts and touched the pen one man after the other. Someone else made their marks of agreement, X's upon the document. That same year, 1889, Federal Dam was completed on Leech Lake, and 78 square miles of land were flooded. Historical trauma, the loss of land. Miigwech, Bisan Dawiig. Miigwech, Mi'iu.